Want to say morning to an amazing fella by the name of Mick, who you may have seen running around King's Lynn pretty much every day. See, the thing about Mick, he's just completed 200 10K runs in 2 years, which is an amazing feat for anyone. But he was 78 when he started. When did you celebrate your 80th, Mick?
On the 12th of January.
So not long ago. And what did you do to celebrate that milestone, apart from obviously have a wonderful cake, which I saw you blowing candles out on?
Yep. Went out with the family, did park run.
See?
My cousin and his wife came up from Burgess Hill, and she ran it with me. And all my friends at park run.
See, I'm nearly 50, and in 3 years' time, I can imagine waking up on a Sunday morning, putting my slippers on and not getting out of bed till about midday. But you're up and about almost every morning.
You can't do that, Si. You spend too much time in bed.
I know. What got you into running in the first place, Mick?
Well, I lost my wife with cancer and strokes. And I thought, I just got to keep fit, to look after my daughter and my son. And so started running. And I've started my first park run I did down in Burgess Hill, where my cousin lived. And his wife signed me up. And then when I came back to King's Lynn, I was asking people, could we have a park run? And obviously other people had experienced park runs in different places, and we were asking councillors to get involved, and they did, and started one of the best park runs, which is on the walks in King's Lynn.
Yeah, that's every
people
weekend.
Come from all over. Yeah, people come from all over the country to run our park run, and we had some last week from Malaysia.
Wow.
So you need to come down there and run it with us.
One morning, I'll get out of bed, but I don't know about run, Mick. I am in admiration. I know you do gear, obviously, every year. And your time, I remember welcoming you across the line many times, shouting through the microphone like I do. And you're an under an hour man, aren't you?
Yeah.
Wow.
Yeah.
I mean, there's going to be like people way younger than you thinking, I couldn't do it in under an hour. What's your tip? What's your secret?
Well, I don't know if I'll do it this year in under an hour, but as long as I finish at my age, that's all that matters, isn't
it? Yeah, no, it's amazing. So what made you decide to do 200 10Ks in 2 years?
Well, we had the shutdown, and I'd been injured. And so I started going out jogging just to keep fit. And one day I did 9K, so I thought, well, I can push that to 10. So I did. And so from then on, I was going out doing 10Ks. And they mounted up, so I thought, right, we'll go for 100, which we did. And when that was completed, I thought, well, we'll keep going. And this week we finished on 200.
That's amazing.
I had a day off yesterday.
But you're off out for a run after this. In fact, I've held you up, haven't I?
Yeah.
So you did this.
Yeah, I'm going down over the track at Lynnsport.
Lovely. And you're raising money throughout all of this for two excellent charities. One, of course, that you just mentioned, Friends of the Stroke Unit. But what else?
And the other one was myeloma. Because I lost my daughter with myeloma.
And are they in the back of your mind when you're doing these big runs?
Oh, yeah.
Yeah, and I bet they're willing you on. They would be so proud of you. And I know
they come with me.
I know your granddaughter is too.
Yeah.
She's been charmed. Posting everything about you. She's fab. So a lot of people, like me, will know you from way back because you used to be my milkman.
which
is wonderful. And I can remember my children, who would have been about, I don't know, three, banging on the window every morning when you delivered our milk. Good times. Around Gaywood you did that. But you were a postman as well around these parts?
Yeah, I finished my working career as a postman for 4 years. And I did that on cave as well, where I used to deliver the milk. And I now live in Gaywood.
And you might also know Nick, in fact, from Riston Runners, where he was a welfare officer. And how long ago were you at Fairstead Junior Football?
Well, the under-11s are now under-50s.
That's amazing, isn't it? That's
and they give me a load of abuse. But I also get tooted on the bypass when I'm running down there, especially from Simon Howell.
Oh, I know Simon.
Simon gives me a hoot when he goes by.
Now, we're all going to totally know who you are come 1st of May at Gear, but have you got your running number yet?
No, not yet.
All right, okay. Well, we'll look out for you, and I'll make sure I grab you on the day, but that is tremendous. 210Ks in 2 years. Congratulations, Mick, and you keep it up, won't you?
Thank you, Simon. You keep up the good work on the radio.
Thank you very much. Mick Ennis, what a legend.